How to Pray Without Ceasing by Kelly Odell Stanley, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Impossible, right? Maybe in the olden days, when every task directly affected your family's survival, of course they prayed, because if the crop died, they'd starve. If someone got sick, there was no medicine to help. Life was dangerous and fragile, and people weren't distracted by social media and cell phones. But today, who could be expected to keep their mind on God at all times? Surely God wouldn't expect that of us, because He knows more than anyone how flawed we are and how short our attention spans are. Except that nowhere in the Bible is there an asterisk after the verse that says, asterisk, unless you're really busy. Here's the good news. Not only is it possible to pray without ceasing, but it's possible to do so without making any significant changes to your schedule or time commitments. It's all about shifting your thought process and turning everyday moments into prayer. Keep that connection open and talk to God as you go through your day. Here are 4 ways you can pray without ceasing. 1, begin with gratitude. Psalm 104 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." In other words, start by telling God what you're thankful for. Prayer doesn't have to be asking for something. It can simply be thanking him from your heart for what he has already done. 2, incorporate prayer into everyday chores. Let your everyday tasks become acts of worship by turning them into times of prayer. As you fold laundry, pray for each family member. And then if your laundry piles are as high as mine, and you're done praying but not done folding, branch out from there. Pray for your child's soccer teammates, for the teachers standing in front of your children's classrooms, for the partner who works hard to pay the bills, for health to stay active, for the workplaces where the clothes are worn. Or simply give thanks for the warmth of your home where you relax in those pajamas. 3, sing a song of praise. James 5:13 says, "Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise." Often we think of prayer as what to do when we need God to fix something, or when we're unhappy. But the Bible encourages us to pray at all times. So try listening to worship music. As you sing along, offer it to God as your prayer. Or better yet, make up your own song along the way. Nobody's listening but Him, so don't worry if you're out of tune. 4, stop talking once in a while. Instead, just listen. Matthew 6:7 says it like this, "And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words." The number or quality of words you use in prayer doesn't matter, because prayer is about God, not about us. Allow yourself to contemplate the nearness of God. Trust that He is your constant companion. Don't monopolize the dialogue. Rather, spend some of your time just being, simply sitting and resting in His presence. And keep in mind that the best conversations are two-sided. But you won't hear anything if you never stop to pray by just listening.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.